Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 44. I'm Mike Earl.
Randy Orvis.
And today we will be going over whatever we want that happened in the last week. Tech geek related, however we see fit. Mostly tech news, I guess, is what we kind of call it. But
word.
We'll talk about what we want. And often off subject.
True.
If you're listening live, it is approximately shortly after 8 p.m. this Thursday.
Not bad.
Evening,
fairly close to being on time.
As we usually do. And if not, you can always find us on iTunes or on our website, bleedgeek.com, which you're probably listening to this. You found one of those three already anyway.
That's true.
But you never know. Stranger things have happened.
Like lightning striking in the same place twice.
Or three times.
Oh, that doesn't happen.
Never?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Mm-mm.
This is Thursday the 22nd.
Correct.
It is Andrew's birthday. Andrew. He's a young lad. He's three today.
Happy birthday. Shout out to the Andrew Nyman.
Right.
To the Nyman
If he happens to be listening, you know.
Yeah, if you're listening.
If he's got his little three-year-old headphones on. Maybe he's at school because he's going to school now. Maybe he's got computer time. They got Big Macs. Josh was telling me they have large Macs there. You know, teaching them right from the start. But anyways, yeah. That's about all I have to say about that. Do you have anything you'd like to add before we kick her off?
It's freaking warm outside still.
Yeah.
It's
muggy.
It's March. Go away.
The humidity's bad now. What's it going to be like later?
I read an article about that. If it's warm now, does that necessarily mean it's going to be a hotter summer? Not necessarily.
Or does it mean winter will come early?
I don't know. Well, they were talking. I've read
maybe
a bunch of...
secretly that earthquake from a year ago shifted the earth, and they didn't tell us.
It actually did. And they did tell us, actually, also.
But nobody listened.
Oh, there's two, sort of off topic, not tech related, but so I've been going on a crazy
learning
spree lately.
Learning spree. That's a funny thing to say.
Last 3 weeks or so, just been reading about random stuff, but I read an interesting article about the last two earthquakes that have happened in the last 2 years and how, the first one knocked the Earth's axis off by almost 4 inches. And the one that happened in Japan, that one was, they said it was it 6 inches? So, like, I wonder if, like, with all the crazy crap that's been happening, if that's ultimately it's going to affect our weather, whether it be for warmer or colder.
Just temperate, always.
But they showed the way the jet stream is going right now, and it's like a huge sideways S across the United States, and where it dips down is right in the Gulf, and then it comes straight up at us. So we're just getting hot, sticky, muggy Gulf air right now.
Gross.
I know. Go away. I want that Arctic air back. Or at least some temperate 50-degree weather. I'm happy with that.
I mean, I like 60, as long as it's not humid.
I just want to be able to put on like a sweatshirt and be comfortable.
Right.
You know?
Like 55-ish, yeah. Like with a nice breeze.
Yeah. The basement at my parents' house was always in the 50s.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
There you go.
So, that's what we do. That's what we talk about.
What we want. That's what I
said.
What
we want. I think, should we just get into it then?
We'll just get into it then. Last week? Yeah, because it was last Thursday. There was speculation that one Mr. Kevin Rose would be joining Google starting what would have been this Monday. Friday, after our podcast, of course, he confirmed it, and one of the guys at Google announced that he was, in fact, joining them, along with three or four of the guys from Milk. I know two of the engineers went back to, they had a startup previous to it,
mm-hmm.
Called Ninja Skull. It's like their startup. So they're doing that. Amber Reinhold, and then I don't remember the other guy's name. And I know Jeff Hudson decided, I think he also decided to go do something else, do his own thing. But I know Chris Hutchins, I think it's Josh Lane and one of the others from Milk are now at Google. And I believe Kevin's official, he's just in the product area. Like, not even of Google Plus, like, just. But it's funny because I noticed he has been on Google Plus more.
Makes sense. You got to represent your brand.
Right. Especially when you're in charge of product.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I gave my 2 cents last week. It would have been so awesome if you would have went to the Android side of things just to help them get a clear vision of what direction they need to go.
Well, they
and sort of help clean up the
they have
segmentation.
Is his name Matthias Duarte, I believe, is the head of
Mattia
Android now, or maybe just one of the higher ups of it. But he came from Palm, and he's the one that's really focused it. Like, he came in as they were already working on Honeycomb, but he's really the brain behind Ice Cream Sandwich. So he is leading them in the right direction, if anything.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting there, but it would be, I don't know. Kevin has a good sense, a good business sense, and it would have been cool to see.
Well, I'm sure he will help in all aspects.
Yeah, he'll be everywhere.
But yeah, so that's been that's the news on that. Do you want to dip into the Apple news, or do you want to skip over that and come back to it?
I didn't know there was any Apple news this week.
You didn't know?
No.
There's always Apple news, Randy.
I must have missed it.
Do you want to start out with their millions of dollars? They're just kind of in a hodgepodge order in my list here, but
yeah. No, let's talk about their overabundance of cash. They're going to buy America.
So Sunday night, they sent out a press release saying they're going to have a video conference. It was weird. It's weird timing to me because since they're based in California, but at the same time, this is Tim Cook's Apple now, which it's always been said that he's like up in the morning at the gym at like 5 a.m. Like, that's what I always heard. Like, he follows just a strict schedule, but it was 6 a.m. they had it California time. So it was 8 o'clock our time, 8 a.m. on a Monday morning. Like,
yeah,
that seems crazy.
Up and ready to go.
But they were going to announce what they were going to do with their, what is it, like over $1 billion they have just sitting in the bank.
Yep.
And so basically what they said they're going to do is send out a dividend. They're going to do a dividend, which doesn't seem like a lot, because I think they said $2.65 per share.
Yeah.
But I suppose if you own 100, I mean, it's getting a little back for nothing, really.
Right. I read a bunch, I mean, there were so many articles about it, and I think I saw, like, the rate of return was, like, 0.4%, something like that, you know, and they were, like, there was a lot of people complaining, saying that's not enough, you know, but they were comparing it to, like, a bank account. Like, you're lucky if you get, like, 0.02%, you know,
right.
So.
I mean, it's small, but, I mean, most people, I think, don't own just one stock anyway. And really, it's not the point. The point of the stock isn't to get money like this. It's, you know, supposedly when you sell it. And then on the other hand, the thing they're also going to do is over the next 3 years, they have a plan set up to start buying stock back.
Three-year plan, right?
Yep. So that's what they, that's basically all it was said. Some people had, there's a lot of, it's funny to see all the speculation of what, I mean, everyone knew it was probably going to be a dividend. I don't think I've seen too much of buying stock back, but I think I read it maybe in one place. But it's funny, like, a lot of people are like, this would never happen, but how cool would it be if? And it's like, what if they bought Samsung? Like, that was one of the things I saw floating around. Because they make their processors, they make their screens for their iPads, and I think maybe the computers, too.
Or just that side of the division of Samsung.
Yeah, maybe the hardware side, you know?
Yeah.
Which would have been funny, except for they have a ton of lawsuits.
That would help clear some of that up.
Right.
It's like they're saving themselves money.
I actually saw a report, was it today or yesterday? I think it was earlier today I saw it coming out everywhere, that Apple had tried to, they had approached them 4 times, either about licensing or just to talk to them about it before it went to such heavy litigation that they're in now. Samsung was just like, get out of here. But, of course, that's neither here nor there. Oh, I know the biggest story of all that I didn't even put on here, but we'll get to that. And then, of course, during this conference call, Tim Cook also said they had a record weekend for iPad sales, but he didn't give out any numbers. And some people thought perhaps they were going to be taking the Amazon route and not give out any straightforward answers about that. But later that day, they sent out a little message or whatever, the press release, I guess it would be.
Yep.
Saying they sold 1 million iPads in the first weekend. Which seems pretty crazy.
That's crazy.
I was thinking, like, because I'd seen, like, a hardware spec sheet, like, from, like, iFixit and stuff. Like, people have tore it down. They look at all the parts. They spec them out. They figure an iPad is about 250 to make for the base model. So they're making at least 250 on every model. Like,
they're making,
of course, there's shipping and stuff. And the actual production, this is just strictly hardware speaking. But still, that's insane. $250 million in 3 days.
Jump change to the Apple.
Yeah. In relation, I know they said that the iPad 2 didn't sell 1 million until just under 60 days. For the iPad 1 was, I think it was much longer, obviously, original. But
it seems, yeah, it still seems crazy to me that it was a million in the first weekend, you know? But I mean, I know tons
I've seen
of people...
a stat about just their New York store, I think, that they were doing like 15 iPads a minute or something like...
Jeez. Think how many that means they have in stock.
Yeah, and I think, like, in comparison to when the 2s came out, they've done much better having on-hand orders this time. Like, well, we know Matt from the movie site that we have.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to go into Apple on Tuesday and buy one. They still had them in stock. Best Buy didn't, but Apple did. And they're still only 1 to 2 week out if you order them online right now, which is pretty good for... where they're at. I mean, last time, overnight, it went to like 4 to 6 weeks when the iPad 2s went on sale. So it's a lot better. I don't know if they just had more ready because they knew it was going to be such a big deal. Obviously, I mean,
well,
obviously
how much
they know,
hype was
but
there?
Well, right, but yeah, it's still. And they've also said that they have now had 1 million iPhoto downloads in less than a week, which...
That's crazy.
Which, obviously, there's a lot larger market for that because all the people that have had... Well, I think it's not compatible with the original iPad. I'm not 100% sure on that, but still, like... And that's $5, but that's just software, so there's no cost involved. I mean, they had to pay people to build it, obviously,
right.
But that's just a free $5 million, like, essentially.
It's like, ah, sure.
You know,
why not?
4.99 technically, it's 4.99, but
who's counting?
But the pennies add up when you get to 1 million.
It's true, and I'm sure they're either reinvesting some of that money, and it's in a bank, so they're earning interest, and
it's crazy. It's a lot of freaking money.
He's like Scrooge McDuck swimming in a swimming pool of gold coins.
It's unfathomable. Like you can't even perceive like the amount of money they have. It's just like.
No, they're taking over the world. Like, that's what I said. They're going to buy America. We're going to be called Apple. Apple America.
I don't think they would. Maybe they'd change the name.
It'll be, instead of an A, it'll be the Apple logo America.
Aperica?
Aperica? No, because that sounds like apparel.
Appleica? Applicable.
Appleville.
Anyway.
That's what we do.
And then there was just a little rumor floating around in the last 2 days of the next iPhone having a 4.6 inch screen, which...
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Four? I could see 4 inches. I think at most, if there's an increase, 4 inches.
It's not... It's...
I don't think it'll change at all, though.
I don't think it'll ever change. Because it's the same as what the iPod is right now, even.
Right.
3.5. All apps are 3.5.
Right. And that's the reason, I think, especially 4.6. Like,
yeah. And 4, I mean, 4.6 to me is still too big.
I agree.
You know?
Fully.
I'm
happy with my...
There's not many new phones that I'm really excited for anymore. Like, I was really excited about getting the Nexus, and I'm glad I sort of...
Didn't get it right away?
I'm glad the hype has passed me. you know, because I think the phone that I'm going to go for, honestly, is the S3, 4-inch.
I've seen some screenshots of it recently.
Yeah, so did
floating around.
Yeah, they Samsung came out and said that it's quite possible
in
that
April. It'll
be, yeah, it was supposed to be May, but they might be moving it up to April. So,
which is just around the corner, because today is the 22nd of March already.
Right.
Which seems insane in itself.
It is crazy.
But
before you know it, we'll be having our live show.
Oh, crap. It's going to happen.
It's true.
But yeah, anywho. But yeah, I think 4.6 is too big.
I agree.
And I don't think they'll change that. Like, I've never felt like, man, I wish I had a bigger screen on my phone, personally.
I think you're lying to yourself,
though. But I have an iPad. So, I don't know.
Fair enough.
And then the other Apple, sort of Apple news, and really the biggest story this week that I probably just thought it happened last week, but, or maybe, did we talk about it last week? The guy, Mike Daisy, did we talk about it last week, Mike Daisy, This American Life?
No.
They had their most popular episode ever in earlier this year, maybe the end of last year, about the Apple, the Foxconn plants. And there was this whole big deal, and he even had a thing in the New York Times about it too, this guy Mike Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's come out that he made a lot of the facts up, which led to all of these investigations, and everyone was calling Apple out for having such horrible, you know, worker situations. Yep. And blah, 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 blah. And it's come out that he is, in fact, made a lot of it up.
Mm.
And so it's been a lot about him lately. This American Life retracted the episode, which had more than 1 million downloads. Their most popular episode ever. And it's a popular show, This American Life. I know we've talked about it here and there before, but...
Mm-hmm.
And they... Yeah, so... And then they did a whole episode. The last week's episode was all about finding out... Like, it was all about the situation of how it happened and whatnot. And there's just been a ton of stuff about this guy, about, you know, all the stuff he made up, and
it was
in the news a lot at the end. It must have happened Friday. That's probably why I looked over it. But it's still been, like, I still see stuff every day about him, something else, someone saying something about him, or someone else's thoughts on it and whatnot. But yeah, that's all really I have to say about it. Do you have anything to say about Mike Daisy? Have you seen it everywhere, at least? I don't know if you've read about it.
Yeah, no, I did. I didn't read much about it, but I did.
God, this guy's name's everywhere.
I saw just the headlines talking about that it was a sham, sort of. I don't know. I didn't read anything. I mean, so I could only just make up facts myself about it. But it's like, I mean, it still can't be all too far off base, you know?
Right,
I mean,
no.
for Apple to, you know, say it costs... Say the new iPad costs $250 just in hardware costs.
Mm-hmm.
That's not leaving a lot of overhead. Still, I mean, $250 is still a lot of money.
And the fact that they just have $1 billion sitting in the bank.
But think of like one person starting from start to scratch building an iPad. You know, I mean, I don't know how long it would take. You know, but then so figure say if you're an American wage, you know, you get like say $20 an hour, you know, figure it probably takes a couple hours to build, I would assume. And then, so figure, say, we'll say 3 hours to build it completely, you know, so that's $60 in wages right there.
Yeah.
And then,
well, that's taking, if you look at their cut as $250, $60 is more than 20% of that already.
Right.
Like, you're losing 20% of it right there. I mean, I'm not by any means saying that they have good work conditions or that this guy made it up completely, because obviously some of it was still based in truth, but you know
I do know.
But yeah, and then there was two other things that I want to add on my list. There's two things being complained about the iPad thus far, and one is that it is 10 degrees, well, that it's hot, but it's been like measured and it actually runs 10 degrees hotter than the iPad too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Consumer Reports is now having issue with it because of that, like, just like when the iPhone 4. I seen a picture of it with an egg boiling on the back. It was clearly a Photoshop picture, but they had an egg boiling on the back of it.
Awesome.
And then they're also saying that it doesn't charge fully.
I heard
when it says it's fully charged, they say to leave it for another hour. People are starting to say
that's what I've heard. The biggest thing is not charging fully.
I think that it's always made to be such an issue with Apple and any big company. Like, I mean, the Xbox, when they had the Red Ring of Death, it was a huge deal when they first started having it. You know, like when a product is especially popular, you have so many more out there that there's going to be those
haters going to hate.
Right. There's just going to be so many more issues because you have such a large, but then if you look at the percent still, I'm sure it's still not that large, but because there's so many and because it's so hyped and people think Apple is supposed to be perfect and it runs on magic, you know, so whenever they have issues,
it does, Mike.
I know it does. That's why I use it. but whenever, you know what I mean? Like whenever there's issues, it's just like the biggest deal in the world. Just like the Foxconn thing. There's tons of other companies. Sony uses Foxconn to make some of their stuff, but who was brought up about it? It was Apple. So that's all I have to say about that. And I don't think I have any other Apple news. So I'm done talking about Apple for now.
That's too bad.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I could keep going. I'm sure I could think of something to tell you. But.
Yeah. No, yeah, I saw the pictures of the heat, and it's, I think I saw like
a heat
at its warmest, it's 116 that they used a heat gun, and that was the hottest recorded temperature they could get. But it's like, I mean, it's a bigger battery. It's the processor, the actual physical processor, it's like of itself
83% bigger, I think.
It's humongous, right, compared to the old one, you know. So,
and we did talk last week about the battery being, you know, the entire iPad pretty much.
So it's like, I mean, those two alone, like a battery is going to be an insulator, and a bigger processor, when you don't have any fans, it's going to get warm. So,
well, Apple has a lot of fans, Randy.
Ba-doom-tsh. Good one. And not that they would ever do this, but, you know, maybe the thing is that they need to do, like when I was looking at the Ultrabooks this week, is like where the processor is, they've got like little slits cut into the aluminum chassis, you know, just a place for heat to actually escape instead of.
And that's the other problem. It's completely enclosed. Right. So.
So. I don't know. I mean, I don't foresee Apple doing anything like that.
Well, they released a statement saying that it was within the specifications. That it was warmer, but it was still within proper... How did they word it? Proper... I don't know. Proper temp. It was within proper specifications still. Like, so it's warmer, but they don't care, essentially. Deal with it. You already bought a million of them. What are you going to do?
It's true.
But yeah, moving on from Apple, have you ever played the game, Draw Something? I believe it's called.
No, I've seen it though.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's pretty good game. It's like it's a free game, but you can pay $1 for it if you don't want ads, right?
It's true.
But apparently Zynga thought they'd pay $210 million for it.
That's what they do.
That seems pretty crazy to buy one game, don't you think?
Yeah, it seems excessively, but I'm sure it won't take them long for, I mean, because it's a popular app, and the fact that it's making so much news now.
It's funny because it's like the first time in years that Zynga hasn't had the biggest game on Facebook. Like, Draw Something is drawing in more per day active players than any of the Zynga games.
That's awesome.
And so, of course, Zynga said, well, we can't have that. We'll just have to own that game, too.
That's what they do.
So $210 million, I think it went through, was it Tuesday as well?
Yes.
Yeah, the name of the game is made by a company called OMG Pop. I've also, you know, I've heard people say that they can't, you know, like that seems crazy. Today, I think the deal went through last night finally, because there's a lot of talk today about that Wall Street was responding well because Zynga's public. But the stocks went up today, so. They were decent with it. And I know it was pointed out that since Zynga acquired the whole company, they also acquired a New York office, which they're based in California. And so it's kind of a way into the New York scene. I don't know. So, but 210 million still seems crazy. But I've seen mostly that game's gonna be gone. Like, the hype will be over in another month, and you'll just have a game that you just, you know. But I also seen one report saying it should have waited. They could have got a billion. Like, but you never know.
It's true.
And while we're on app games, you know, any other games that may have come out today?
None of importance, I guess.
No?
No, okay, just Angry Birds.
Oh, in space.
Angry Birds in space.
Which is funny, because continuously it's shown next to the Galaxy Note, because for some reason they have exclusive content. And I just, like, I see... Actually, I'm just going to take a side rant here. So, have you seen this HTC? Well, really, maybe I'll save that for a second. Never mind. Because we're going to get to HTC in a second. It's the next thing. So, Angry Birds in Space. But the Galaxy Note got postponed. Their 4.0 release today.
I saw that.
Got pushed back a month or two or something. So, if you have a Galaxy Note, all three of you out there in the world, I guess you're not getting an ice cream sandwich yet. But you have extra levels on Angry Birds in Space. But Angry Birds in Space is pretty cool.
Yeah, you've been playing it all day, haven't you?
Right. I've been checking it out. Like, at first, I was like, it's kind of a gimmick. Like, it just was super easy. But I realized that they're just kind of showing you the lessons of what to do. That's what Angry Birds is. I get it.
Go to Angry Birds, the first one, you know? It's like, that's exactly how it was.
But it did definitely get harder. And I like the gravity and the physics, like, it's done really well. I mean, and obviously, they've waited a long time. They've been working on it for a while, I'm sure.
A couple days.
Yeah, they probably just whipped it together last night. They're like, shit, who said that was going to be out tomorrow? It's available on Android.
It's available on everything.
Apple.
The only thing iOS, I was going to ask, is it available in the Chrome store?
I don't know.
Because you know how...
Because it is on the Mac App Store. I know that.
Because I know, like...
The original is in the Chrome App Store, yeah. So I don't know why.
I forget where you could go in Chrome, but yeah, like, you could just...
It's just, like, on your back, because you can see, like, most visited pages, and then there's apps.
Yep. That's what it was. Just, yeah, just apps,
it's like, it's just like apps. like a back page, kind of. I don't know.
We don't know. We don't know what we're talking about sometimes. But it's available.
Yeah.
Mike, how many stars do you give it?
Like, are we doing out of three since they give 3 stars?
No, we're going to do 5.
Oh, like popcorn buckets?
Let's do popcorn buckets.
Like on our other site, bleak.com/movies?
Yes.
I'd probably give it a 4 so far.
4 so far. You heard it here first.
Maybe, potentially more, depending on if it continues to piss me off by getting harder. I honestly...
Harder is better.
Right. No, I agree, because it's cool, because I think it honestly makes you kind of have some strategy involved. But I wonder... I almost wonder if it's going to get too hard for the common
people
player.
People are going to get pissed off, and they're going to quit. But then they'll come back. I'm out. But then they'll come back, because they're like... Because that's what I did with Angry Birds. There was a couple levels, like,
well,
I couldn't give up.
You get so mad, and then you're like...
Well, more I was getting mad because I wanted to beat your high scores. Right. It's like, okay, I'm going to quit. I'm just going to quit playing this. And then I come back 5 minutes later and I'm playing it again. It's like, oh, damn you, Mike.
Yeah, I get that a lot too. But yeah, no, it's fun so far. Angry Birds is an enjoyable game, slightly addictive. And they're going to make a ton of money off this, I'm sure.
Probably.
And like I said, the Galaxy Note 8 got its ice cream sandwich release pushed back. But it was said by AT&T, or maybe it's just HTC in general, but the HTC Vivid is going to be the first phone, I want to say, on AT&T to start the upgrade.
On AT&T.
For ice cream sandwich, so and then, way to go, HTC Vivid fans.
Yeah, and they have a few phones that they were going to, I think there was 10, 12 or so phones that will be getting it in the next couple months, so.
Supposedly. They always say things are coming, and
yeah. Been there before.
And while we're talking about HTC and AT&T, actually, because it's both involved. Okay, now I'll get into my rant. Okay, have you seen this Beatbox thing they have now? Have you seen any of the commercials for it?
Mm-mm.
So Beats, obviously, speaker or headphone makers,
yep,
primarily. slowly working their way into, I think they had to deal with HP computers.
Yes.
And then now HTC bought a huge stake in them to put them in their phones, right? So now, and it might be the Vivid that it uses. So there, I think it is the Vivid. So they made this Beats box, which is similar to a Bose sound dock for an iPad type of thing, but or a Sonos. Actually, it's probably much more closer to the Sonos Bluetooth. Actually, I think Sonos uses Wi-Fi. Either way, it doesn't really matter. Kind of matters, I guess. But
neither here nor there.
So anyway, they have this speaker, right? The Beats box, it's called, I believe. But you can only get it through AT&T with an HTC Vivid. Like, how about kill your market a little more, why don't you?
Seriously.
Maybe just cut everybody off and say, hey, you five people that have an HTC Vivid, because we release 1,000 phones a month so no one can keep up anyway, why don't you buy this if you're on the world's crappiest network, AT&T? Which I am on, so there's that.
That's funny.
But seriously, like, and they just have tons of commercials all the time for it. And I'm like, no one's going to buy this.
No. Why would they make it so exclusive?
Unless I'm mistaken, but that's what I get from the commercial, which is what everyone else is going to get from the commercial then.
Yep.
And they're not by far the first people to allow you.
Right.
It's the Beats brand, but still.
Maybe they'll, I don't know.
Maybe they'll,
I don't know. I have no explanation. I was gonna say maybe people will buy it and sell them separately, I'm sure will happen. But it's just shooting themselves in the foot.
And we're watching American Idol, right? So they have Jimmy Iovine, who is the Interscope Records, executive whatever guy, who also makes Beats. He's the one. Him and Dr. Dre made Beats, right? So they always have Beats headphones on and Beats microphones. But he's like. So he's the mentor, right? So they're practicing a song, and he's like, well, let me play it for you here off my HTC Vivid on the Beats box. Isn't this thing cool? I'm like, this is a fucking commercial. I was like, did that really just happen in the middle? Like, really?
Makes sense.
Mind you, they all have, there's like Coke bottles everywhere.
Right.
Like, whatever. That shows giant commercial. But, so the reason I wanted to start talking about HTC and Beats to begin with, before I went into that little rant, I guess we can call it, Beats Bot Mog. I'm not sure. It's come out and said that it's Beats that bought it. So I don't know if it, but it was rumored before that it was HTC, but I don't know if it's like a combination since HTC kind of owns Beats now.
Right. They all are.
They're like best friends.
A happy family.
Right. They're holding hands all the time.
It's true.
Right.
But they're not together.
But Mog was a Spotify competitor that was up for sale. Randy and I had discussed buying it, but decided that it was a losing battle because Spotify's winning. So we decided against it. We'll take our millions elsewhere. If only.
We're investing them in the Solution Geeks.
Right.
Check them out.
But anyway.
Yeah, no.
What was your reaction when I told you that supposedly HTC was buying
Mog? A sinking ship buying a sinking ship.
Right.
You know, it's like... I mean, and I know HTC is trying to change their stuff around, but it's too little too late in all honesty, in my opinion. There's a lot better phones coming out right now, and I have never heard anybody else besides us talk about Mog.
And I was just going to say, like, I did try out Mog for a while. There was like a month Same free here. Trial or something, right? So I played with that. I liked it. It was a good service. But Spotify's killing it. Like you said, I don't know anyone else besides us.
No.
I've heard it on a few tech things, like a few tech people talk about it, but...
And I'm sure it'd be a different story if Facebook would have said, hey,
and that's,
check out Mog.
And that's what I was just going to say. Like, when Facebook and Spotify got together, I still think it killed all the competitors.
Completely.
And I actually installed Spotify on my work computer today and listened to it all day today, so...
I saw... couple days ago, or it must have been Monday when I was home, I saw you listening to stuff on Spotify. Was it Monday? Might have been Monday. I've seen you listening to stuff on Spotify, and I was like, oh,
right.
Mike finally broke down and installed the app. I just don't want to install a client.
Right, no,
pisses me off.
I agree that it is a pain in the butt, but you don't really think about it once it's there.
I know, but...
But the fact that it is there, like, I mean, for us, like, for recording stuff, I always quit all my apps I have open just to minimize my CPU. when we're doing our shows, and like it's just another one that I have to quit instead of just going into a, you know, just closing a web page essentially.
I get it,
but it is what it is, and all the cool kids are doing it, so I thought I would do it.
Yeah, that's why there's so many apples out there.
Speaking of cool kids, Instagram, Randy's favorite photo service that's not available on Android, but he doesn't care anyway because he's not going to use it even if it does come to Android because he doesn't like them anymore.
It's true.
Is releasing, I have to think of how this is worded. Because they've always allowed people to use their stuff, but now they're allowing you to import things from other places into them. They're giving out an API to be, is that the right word for it?
Yeah, they're giving out, like, pieces of their code without giving up everything, so other people can
So you can import them. Partner they said they were doing first was Hipstamatic, which was their biggest competitor, and they kind of killed them. So I don't even know if anyone uses Hipstamatic anymore. The biggest problem is that Instagram's free and Hipstamatic costs money.
I know. Was there no free version of Hipstamatic on the
There may have
iOS
been.
Side? Because there was on Android.
Okay, maybe there
I had
was.
Because I had used Hipstamatic, and it came with, I want to say, I mean, I didn't use it for very long, but it came with, because you could do different, maybe I'm thinking of different, I thought it was Hipstamatic, because you could do different cameras, and it would change, like, you know, like taking it with blah blah camera, and then you could add.
And
like,
then you were a photographer.
And then I was a photographer, Mike. Right. It's so awesome.
But.
And I started up my own business.
Instamatic, you called it. Yeah. So Instagram, though, I mean, from the things I've been reading, it seems like they have they're focusing on their business side finally. Because before, everyone was like, how do they have such a high valuation? Because people keep investing in them. When they have no way that they're incorporating it to make money yet, really.
Right.
Other than building this giant network that doesn't ever crash. Which is one of their biggest things I think that they have going for them, is that they just scaled really, very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed they have, because I follow their blog in my RSS feeds.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed them adding a lot. Every time they add a new team member to their team, which they only had 6 for a long time. I think they're up to about 10 to 15 now, actually. But whenever they add a new person joins their team, they do a little bio on them on their blog. And so I always see, because they added someone today, actually. But
nice.
So they're working toward something now. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's funny because they were in Twitter's old building, but they only rented out the conference room of it.
Awesome.
Because they were just so small that they only needed the one room, really.
That's all they can afford.
Right. Well, they only had 6 people at the time, so.
Right.
Yeah. I think there's just one last thing. Kind of worked to get out, actually, for me just typing these randomly. That Photoshop 6 beta came out yesterday. Yesterday?
Yesterday.
Are you going to download it?
I honestly forgot all about it until I saw a friend post that she was using it. I was like, oh man, I should check it out, because there are some cool new features that it does have.
I've read nothing but good reviews so far.
But I still don't, I mean, I don't know if it's worth it.
It's free right now.
Right. I know the beta is free, but it's like, if I try it, then I'm going to like it, and then I'm going to have to look into ways into getting it, and it's just
all legal, of course.
It's just a whole mess. So it's like, maybe it's just best sticking with what I got.
Well, we're talking about legal ways of getting software. Pirate Bay was talking about making air drones that fly over international waters to hold their servers. I thought that was interesting.
That's fantastic.
I mean, I don't know if it'll happen or not.
Are they going to have them, like... let's hook them to a kite.
Yeah, you know, like on Gargoyles. Then, do you watch Gargoyles?
I did.
You know, at the very first episode, they had that, like, when it was like a 5-parter, like the very first.
I don't remember it that
clearly. I have it on DVD if you want to watch after this. But it was like Xanatos had this big flying, like, you know, like the quadricopter, like all these for the ship flying through the air. Xanatos, you know what I'm talking about?
So you're going to make one?
No, they are. I'm not.
You should make one.
We're taking our millions and investing in other things, you said.
Flying servers.
Yeah, maybe.
It's the next best thing. And then you hook like a little wind turbine to it, and they're self-generating.
Air-cooled.
Air-cooled.
Just open it up, right?
Yep.
You need a bug shield, though.
True. And a bird shield.
They kind of, you know, like a heavy mesh. Like chain mail, kind of.
Okay. Yeah, we could maybe do that.
Yeah.
But what if the wind dies?
You're flying. You're...
I know. I'm picturing like tied
just,
to a
just hovering
a kite
in one
rope.
Space, like an anchored ship. Essentially.
I was talking a kite. I picture a kite.
Well, then we're crashing literally.
Our servers just crashed,
and not in the sense that you usually would think of a crashing server, but in the sense of everyone died.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but so Photoshop 6 beta is out, free for the public. If you want to go download it,
check it out.
Google it, because I don't know what the link is. Photoshop.com. Photoshop6.com /beta/download/. Okay, I just made up all those links.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure it's going to be at Adobe, but...
Did Photoshop work? Did you type it in?
No, I was literally actually looking it up.
labs.adobe.com/Photoshop/technologies/Photoshop CS6. Just Google it.
It flows right off the tongue.
Photoshop.com/beta.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
I can put it in our chat for those people who are curious. Maybe I'll post it on our Facebook.
He'll post it on our Facebook. Oop. It's free. If you like Photoshop and you want to mess around with some cool new technologies they have created, because it's been 2 years, I believe they said, since Photoshop 5 came out. Or has it been 2 years since 5.5 came out? That doesn't make sense.
No idea. Honestly.
I'm going to say since 5, because I can make up facts you guys can believe them. Yep. Mike Daisy did it. I can do it. We have the same first name.
It's true.
Yeah, but that's essentially the news in a nutshell for the week. You have anything else you want to add about news?
No.
Or about HTC being retarded, or about Xanatos putting a castle on top of a skyscraper to make the gargoyles come back to life, or...
No. I got nothing else, really.
He's got nothing else.
No. It's been a... An interesting week. I laughed when I heard about the iPad overheating issue right away. I guess we didn't say. I don't want to say it's a non-issue, but people have had them shut down on them. Like the standard Apple overheating.
I've had that happen to my iPhone, but it was in the sun in a player in July. So I didn't think much of it because I just assumed I could feel how hot it was. So there we were. Do you have something? What was with that look?
Nothing.
Okay. So we got to get to watching Gargoyles, so we're going to have to wrap this up.
That's true.
But you can always find us at bleedgeek.com.
Bleedgeek.com.
Tonight at midnight, The Hunger Games is coming out, because tomorrow's Friday. So if you're into that and want to check it out, we will actually have two reviews of it, hopefully by the end of this weekend, from two different views, Dave and Matt. So you can always check that out at bleedgeek.com/movies.
I've heard good things about the movie. As like it's from people who've pre-screened it.
I have,
and
also
it's like one of the best movies where they stay fairly true as a movie can to the book without changing minimal things.
So. Right. Which we discussed heavily about 3 episodes ago, Matt and I. So if you want to go listen to that discussion, feel free about our thoughts on movies and books. And as always, you can find more from Matt and about movies at bleedgeek.com/movies. Peyton Manning went to the Broncos. Tim Tebow was at the Jets. Crazy news in football world. Sean Payton's gone for a year. So the point after attempt will probably have a lot to say soon.
Snitches get stitches.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because they said they think they know who...
Well, Warren Sapp called out Jeremy Shockey.
Right, completely. So,
but
and there's been tons of people freaking out. Hence, the snitches get stitches.
Makes sense. So, if you're interested in that, you should go like the point after attempt on Facebook.
It's true.
But otherwise, you can always follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/bleedgeek. And you can follow us on Twitter. We are at bleedgeek.
Yes, facebook.com/bleedgeek, twitter.com/bleedgeek, or at bleedgeek.
We are going to be doing a live show for our 1 year on May 19th at Cafe Zia in Roseville. There will be more info coming about that very soon because we need to send it out very soon.
It's true.
Because it's only a month and a half away or so, almost. About 2 months because it's 22nd. Huh?
But
who's counting? Right. And clearly with that, we need to end the show. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah. We went over everything, right? You can always email us at fans@bleedgeek.com. Or leave us a voicemail at
406-79-GEEKS.
And if you don't know how to spell geeks, the number is? Anything?
406-79-something-something-4-3-3-5-7. 79-GEEKS. If we can't figure out how to spell it on your phone, then... don't call us.
That's just mean.
You can call us.
And you can always follow us individually.
Google it.
Twitter. I'm at Mike037.
I am at the Crandall.
Two L's at the end.
Two L's.
And with that, I think that pretty much wraps everything up for us. Right?
Word.
So thank you for listening. I am Mike Girl.
I'm Randy Orvis.
And have a good night.
Keep our iPads cool.